This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, November 19th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. GT on Farm Bill Extension. White House puts number to disaster aid and Stabenow on RFK Jr. Farm Bill Impasse. Stabenow outlines her vision. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson is ready to move another extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, acknowledging to reporters last night that lawmakers are unlikely to consider the measure in the lame duck session. Quote, "We're prepared for an extension," Thompson said. Meanwhile, Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow finally released the text of her Farm Bill, but it's dead on arrival. For starters, the bill does not include reference price increases of the size that Republicans want, and it contains no cuts to the nutrition title. Take note, the legislation would force Donald Trump to get congressional approval to use the Commodity Credit Corporation to compensate farmers in the case of a new trade war or for other reasons. Thompson continues to say the CCC restriction is needed, even though Trump would be in the White House. "I found it incredible Stabenow included the CCC provision in her draft, given the fact that I was the bad guy for proposing that now for a year, over 2 years," Thompson told reporters. Stabenow told reporters she offered to agree to the CCC restriction back in September, but that Republicans stood their ground on other provisions unacceptable to her. "Then finally, we heard from some folks at the end of October that they wanted to wait to see if President Trump was elected and what he wanted to do," Stabenow said. Stabenow, who's retiring at the end of this Congress, described the bill as her vision for what the next farm bill should look like. Senate Ag Committee's top Republican, John Bozeman of Arkansas, said, quote, "The 11th hour partisan proposal from Stabenow was insulting." What's next? Well, Congress has until the end of the year to pass another extension of the 18 Farm Bill. There are also some discussions about ad hoc relief for market losses. White House out with disaster aid request. President Biden is asking Congress for a whopping $21 billion in aid to farmers who lost crops and livestock to hurricanes, drought, and wildfire for 2023 and 2024. It remains to be seen how much of that request Congress will agree to cover. The White House told Congress in the 2022 losses totaled $10 billion, but lawmakers only appropriated one-third of that amount. USDA subsequently angered Republicans and some farm groups by prorating the aid payments in a way that favored smaller-scale producers. H5N1 hit workers in California and Oregon. The Oregon Health Authority says a worker in that state who was infected with HPAI, or highly pathogenic avian influenza, has recovered. The worker was at an egg farm in Clackamas County. The case was one of six human cases reported by health authorities on Friday, including five in California, where the number of dairy herds that have been infected with H5N1 virus has hit 335. That's according to the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, including 201 in the last 30 days. The California workers were on dairy farms, the CDC said. Across the country, the total number of herds infected since the virus began spreading from Texas in March is 549 in 15 states. Meanwhile, 52 people have been infected. Hawaii hit. The virus was detected in a backyard non-poultry flock in Honolulu County. Hawaii, APHIS said yesterday, it's the first case of HPAI in domestic birds in Hawaii during this outbreak, which began in February 2022. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Cabinet update. Former Congressman gets Department of Transportation. President-elect Donald Trump has picked former Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy as Transportation Secretary. During his time in Congress, Sean was a respected voice and communicator in the Republican Conference, advocating for fiscal responsibility, economic growth, and rural development. Admired across the aisle, Sean worked with Democrats to clear extensive legislative hurdles to build the largest road and bridge project in Minnesota history, the Trump transition team said in a statement. Carr to lead FCC under Trump. Brendan Carr, currently the senior Republican on the Federal Communications Commission, has been tapped to chair the agency during the Trump administration. Carr was first nominated to the FCC in 2017. He is a well-known supporter of both 5G expansion and rural broadband access. In a statement, Shirley Bloomfield, the CEO of NTCA, the Rural Broadband Association, called Carr a, quote, champion of rural broadband who understands the importance of getting and keeping communities connected. Take note, Carr vigorously opposed a 2023 board decision to revoke an $885 million Rural Digital Opportunity Fund award to Starlink, satellite internet subsidiary of Elon Musk's SpaceX, due to concerns about the company's ability to, quote, demonstrate that it could deliver the promised service to 640,000 rural homes and businesses. Carr, in his dissenting opinion, argued the decision, quote, certainly fits the Biden administration's pattern of regulatory harassment against companies associated with Elon Musk, further claiming it does not hang together when measured against the law, facts, or policy. Ag Air Quality Task Force gets new members. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service has named 27 new members to its Task Force on Agricultural Air Quality Research, which advises USDA on federally supported agricultural solutions that can help improve air quality, the agency says. Among the members appointed, Frank Mittlerner, an air quality specialist in Cooperative Extension at UC Davis Department of Animal Science. Cheryl Magzeman, a professor at Colorado State University whose research focuses on understanding how social factors and environmental exposures contribute to chronic disease. And Laura Moody, executive director of the Institute for Feed Education and Research. Here's today's final word. Heaven help us. That Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow, when asked what she thinks about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s role in the Trump administration. Trump has picked Kennedy to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, which includes the Food and Drug Administration. Stabenow added, I'm going to pray a lot. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, November 19th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.